وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
O Messenger, remind the Muslims of the occasion when you went forth from your home at early dawn to the battlefield of Uhud and placed the believers in battle arrays. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. O Messenger, this marks the beginning of the fourth discourse of this surah. It was revealed after the Battle of Uhud and contains comments on it. The previous section ended with the assurance, "But if you remain steadfast and mindful of Allah, their designs will not cause you harm." See verse 120. The Muslims did suffer a setback in the Battle of Uhud precisely because of this lack of patience and because of a few mistakes committed by some of them which were indicative of insufficient piety. This discourse, therefore, is quite appropriate and warns the Muslims against such weaknesses. The discourse contains a precise and instructive commentary on all the main events connected with the Battle of Uhud. In order to appreciate this, it is appropriate to refresh our minds as to the situational context of its revelations. In the beginning of Shawwal 3 after Hijri, the Quraysh attacked Medina with an army of 3,000 men. In addition to their numerical superiority, they were also much better equipped. Moreover, they sought to avenge their losses in the Battle of Badr. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his closest companions were of the opinion that they should defend themselves from within the boundaries of Medina. There were, however, several young people who longed for martyrdom and felt aggrieved at not having had the opportunity to fight in the Battle of Badr. They insisted that the enemy should be resisted outside the confines of Medina. The Prophet, peace be upon him, gave in to their demands and decided to march out of the city to meet their enemies. 1,000 people accompanied him. Of these, Abdullah bin Ubay broke away along with his 300 followers after reaching the place called Shat. This happening as it did just before the commencement of the battle created such perplexity and confusion that the people of Banu Salama and Banu Haritha wanted to turn back, and it took some effort on the part of the companions to persuade them not to. The Prophet, peace be upon him, advanced with the remaining 700 Muslims and lined up his troops at the foot of Mount Uhud, a distance of approximately 4 miles from Medina, in such a manner that the mountain was behind and the Quraysh army in front of them. There was only one mountain pass from where the Muslims could be subjected to a surprise attack. The Prophet, peace be upon him, posted 50 archers there as guards under the command of Abdullah bin Jubair, instructing him neither to let anyone approach nor to move away from that spot. "Even if you see birds fly off with our flesh," the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "still, you must not move away from this place." Then the battle commenced. In the beginning, the Muslims proved the better side, but instead of maintaining their onslaught until they had assured complete victory, they were overcome by the temptation of booty and turned to collecting the spoils. When the archers whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, had posted to repel the attack of the enemy from the rear saw that the enemy had taken to its heels and that people were collecting booty, they too joined the melee and began to do the same. Abdullah bin Jubair tried to persuade them not to leave their posts by reminding them of the Prophet, peace be upon him, directive. Hardly anyone heeded him. Khalid bin Walid, who was at that time an unbeliever and who commanded the Quraysh cavalry, seized his opportunity. He rode with his men around Mount Uhud and attacked the flank of the Muslim army through the pass. Abdullah bin Jubair's depleted forces tried unsuccessfully to resist the attack. The fleeing soldiers of the enemy also returned and joined the attack from the front, and the scales of the battle turned against the Muslims. The suddenness of these attacks from both the rear and the front caused such confusion that many fled. Then the rumor spread that the Prophet himself had been martyred. This news shattered whatever presence of mind the companions had left and led many who stood firm to lose courage altogether. At this moment, there remained around the injured and bleeding Prophet, peace be upon him, no more than 10 or 12 loyal persons who had staked their lives for his sake. Defeat seemed inevitable. Fortunately, however, the companions realized that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was still alive. They therefore advanced towards him from all sides, rallied around him, and led him to safety of the mountain. It remains a mystery why the unbelievers of Mecca held back when victory was within their grasp. The Muslim ranks were in such disarray that they would have been hard pushed to resist further.
إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
And recall, when two groups from among you were inclined to flag, although Allah was their protector, it is in Allah that the believers should put their trust. When two groups from among you were inclined to flag, this refers to Banu Salama and Banu Haritha, whose morale had been undermined as a result of the withdrawal of Abdullah bin Ubay and his followers.
وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ
For sure, Allah helped you at Badr when you were utterly weak. Beware then of Allah. Perhaps you will be thankful.
إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ
And recall, when you said to the believers, Will it not suffice you that your Lord will aid you by sending down 3,000 angels? Will it not suffice you that your Lord will aid you by sending down 3,000 angels? When the Muslims saw that their enemies numbered 3,000, while 300 out of their army of 1,000 had departed, they began to lose heart. It was on this occasion that the Prophet spoke these words to them.
Bala, in تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ
If you are steadfast and mindful of God, even though the enemy should suddenly fall upon you, Your Lord will help you with 5,000 marked angels.
وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ
Allah has reminded you of this only as a glad tiding to you and to let your hearts be at rest. Help can only come from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
لِيَقْطَعَ طَرَفًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ فَيَنْقَلِبُوا خَائِبِينَ
Allah provided this aid to you in order that He may cut asunder a part of those who disbelieved or frustrate them so that they retreat in utter disappointment.
لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَوْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
O Messenger, It is not for you to decide whether he will accept their repentance or chastise them, for they surely are wrongdoers.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He forgives whom He wills and chastises whom He wills. Allah is indeed all-forgiving, most compassionate. Allah is indeed all-forgiving, most compassionate. When the Prophet was injured, he uttered words of imprecation against the unbelievers. How can a people that injures its own Prophet attain salvation? These verses are in response to that utterance.